What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo. Play it safe. Good times. Lauda, what do you have?
So if you're fortunate enough to be going to Dodger Stadium today, don't get caught up in all the traffic and all the people that are going to be there, because expecting a huge crowd. Actually, the gates are going to be opening early at 4:40. So they already opened. If you guys need to get there early, you guys can. And then the stadium gates will open at 5:10 to help expedite the entry process of fans. I heard that yesterday it was crazy. People got in a little too late. So make sure that you guys arrive early so you guys can go get a miche or get a margarita.
Yeah.
You know,
get some food. You're right. I mean,
no
go
Dodger
explore.
Dog. No Dodger dog.
Go but, explore yeah. the outfield, the center field area with all the new food. Like, go, yeah, get there early. Watch a little BP. Watch the guys warm up. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So make sure you go early, explore, mm-hmm. have a good time. Don't eat a Dodger dog. Just saying. I don't mean just.
You're saying no, try it and make sure you agree with me.
Yeah, you're
ain't
saying go
agree
early.
With you.
Well,
nah, there are a few. You're
like
there.
Two people
scattered,
two
a
people.
Smattering.
Two people.
Well, that's true. Most people did disagree with us when we said it was just a hot dog. Everybody was like, no, the Farmer John dog is much better. You're saying
in September we will have the taste test with you.
Greg. Yep, when we get back in studio. You're saying get there early just because it was the first day with 53,000 and it was not as easy and, you know, all the new stuff that has to go on and this is the first time of a major crowd. Is that what you're saying? Get there early for that reason?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, here, it sounds good in theory. You know, but I don't know about you guys. It's like, hey, what time's game start? 7:10. What time you want to be there by? Like 5:00. Let's get there. Like, I don't know about you guys. I don't do that.
Cap, have you been to Dodger Stadium?
I have.
Okay, you know how crazy the traffic is.
It's hard
is.
To get in and out.
The freeways, all of man,
it.
Trust me.
But here's the deal about baseball, though, I think, that helps, is that a lot of people, I think baseball is a much easier walk-up crowd game. So you get, like, if you work downtown – and you and your boys want to hit a game, right? And just like, all right, I'll just go early. Because if I work downtown or there. Now, look, if you work in a different part of the – like, let's say you work at the South Bay or something. That's kind of crazy to get out there. But if you live in the Valley, right? Like, I can see that be tough. But, like, if you live in, like, the general – if you work downtown or you live in the general, like, Pasadena, Glendale, San Gabriel Valley, right? Maybe even, like – La Cañada, Flint Ridge, where it's kind of easier to get there. I would. Why not get there early and just enjoy the park a little bit, especially in the new amenities?
Yeah, and watch a little bit of batting practice. Batting practice is very underrated to watch.
It's true.
When I was a kid, I loved watching batting practice.
No, not me.
Just want you to know, Greg, you've already used up your underrated. You only got overrated last and then one card out.
Oh, maybe I'll use my card today. No, I'm not. So then... The other thing was overrated. Their car was overrated. Now I'm good.
A lot of people do show up to ball games early. They want to be out in the outfield for batting practice and catch home runs. I've been there many, many times early at games for batting practice, and I'm like, if I wasn't there working, I definitely would not be there early. Not 2 hours early. That's for
sure. Be honesty.
Yeah. Seriously, it just doesn't seem fun.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think – I mean, look, if I had season tickets, that's one thing because you're going to every game. But if you just are going to a random game, like, yeah, why not get there early? Experience the park. There's new stuff there.
And Mookie Betts jersey, so today.
Oh, right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you get the Mookie Betts jersey day. That should be a reason in itself. It's an incentive to get there early. Make sure you get one of those.
I don't have to get there early. I'll get it when I get there.
Okay, fine. Oh, what if you run out?
No, you won't.
Oh,
you won't. Yeah.
You will not.
How many are they giving away? Is it first 20,000?
Something like that.
It's usually for, like, whenever they run out, that's it. So if you get there, because I've had, actually, shout out to the Dodgers, because I remember one time I was taking the train because I didn't want to drive there and deal with all that. Somebody jumped in front of the train, so they were all stopped. And by the time I got to Dodger Stadium, there was no more Kershaw bobbleheads. And I was running, right, trying to get one. And one of the guys was like, what's going on? Like, what's going on? And I was like, this happened. He's like, don't worry.
He saw you distressed? You had the distressed look on your face?
Yeah, he was like, look, I got you. He goes, go to guest services, and we'll hook you up with the bobblehead. So he gave me three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they always got more.
Does he also moonlight as an Uber driver?
No, but he did ask for my number, and I said no.
Oh, girl.
I said no.
A guy working at the Dodgers game?
He just might be my spirit animal, girl.
Seriously.
He just might be. Every time you tell a story, it's like going, Damn, is she like the female version of me?
Yeah, maybe.
Are we twins?
Maybe. Twinsies. Maybe. There you go. All right, that is what you need to know. Get there early, unlike Kaplan. That's what you need to know, brought to you by Morongo. Play it safe, good times. All right, we'll get to your calls here in a second. But real quick, LeBron put out some tweets today. And look, I'm going to be honest, I'm kind of with LeBron. I'm going to do the kind of the recap of what LeBron said. Basically, LeBron said that he told everybody, and nobody wanted to listen, about getting the season going that quickly. And that the injuries are normally a part of the game, but in this particular case, that's not the case because we saw how quickly the turnaround was, yada, yada, yada. And he's speaking for the health of the players and et cetera, et cetera. And he's sorry to the fans who wish they were seeing their guys and their favorite players right now. So, LZ, mm-hmm. Do you think LeBron is okay? Like, should he be taking a victory lap? Or do you feel like the timing of that is not ideal?
There isn't a right time to say I told you so. So it didn't matter if it was now, if it was later. As soon as you insinuate I told you so, you're either going to get people saying you sure did, or you're going to get people rolling their eyes saying, oh, nah, you're Nostradamus. And I think that's just the reality of it. So I'm not caught up with when he said it, but what he said. Because who is this everybody he's referring to?
He's talking about the league, clearly.
No, but I mean, who? The league is a general term. Are you saying that you sat down with Adam Silver, the commissioner of the league, and says these are my concerns and he ignored you? Are you saying that you told everybody, like your boys, you know, in the shop?
So
like,
you have follow-ups, is what you're saying.
Yeah, because we need to know. What do you mean by you told everybody? Because
well, we just did what you need to know.
That would give us more insight into whether or not what the league decided to do really took into you know, consideration his concerns and concerns of the player's health. So if he sat down with real league officials like Adam Silver and was just like going, these are my concerns, blah, 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 boom, and then it happened, that means Adam Silver made a decision that was really, really regrettable because he actually had conversations with players who said, please don't do this, and these are the reasons why.
Greg, can you book LeBron for the next What You Need to Know at 5:55, please?
No, of course.
Because LZ wants to know.
Very easy to get him. Super easy to get him.
I told you, we should get
him. I got his number in my phone right now. He always responds to me.
Told you, like, he's a guy.
I can give you his number. He likes it.
We like sports. He likes sports. I mean, there's no reason why LeBron shouldn't come.
No, that was a joke. He's not coming on.
Oh, he should. Yeah. It'd be lovely to have him.
Yeah,
but it would be perfect because we do need to know.
Listen, here's the thing. Are these injuries that have happened, are they the fault of the shortened offseason? Is Kawhi Leonard hurt right now because of the shortened offseason?
Perhaps.
Maybe, I guess, but it happened in a game. Listen, I think that the issue is that they played a lot of games in a short period of time and did have a shortened offseason, and they didn't get a lot of practice time. Can we agree on that? There were not a lot of practices during the season.
Correct.
So when you don't practice, and this happens in football all the time, they don't hit, they don't wear pads, they just walk through. Everything's a simulation. Well, guess what? When you're just trying to simulate half speed, and then you got to go 100% all the time in a real game against grown-ass men, dude, your body may not necessarily be prepared. And so I don't really know if this rash of injuries that are all happening at this very inconvenient time are because of the shortened offseason or because of a lack of practice or just pure bad luck. But it is very bad for the league, especially like this Chris Paul thing got me completely freaked out. You know, I thought I was like 100%, like I could go anywhere and do anything. Guess not.
Yeah, sorry, Superman. There is a reason it's 90% efficacy.
Yeah.
and it's also important to note that Maricopa County, which is where the Suns play, was one of the worst counties in terms of adhering to the protocols beforehand. Mm-hmm. So it's like, they germy.
They germy. Wash your hands out there in Maricopa County.
Man, I'm just telling you, man. When Wilbon and I were at the games, we were at games 1 and 2. We were together and whatever. And you could see, like, people were actually appalled that media was still wearing masks. And we were getting looks, and people were saying, hey, can you take your mask? Like, it was like a thing for them because you know, the mentality here is different than, say, like maybe like in Northern California or something like that, where there's still,
or even Southern California.
You know, but I definitely in Northern California, where we witness, you know, yeah, them still wearing masks with the relaxed protocols, like at games and things like that. The point being is that I'm very disappointed for Chris, but given the mentality of this area in regards to COVID, it's like there's probably more people around here that may have exposed them to it than in any other situation because right. of the attitude right. about it.
Now, let me ask you this. Is Chris Paul, as an athlete, just from an athlete's perspective, so we're keeping this in the context of just sports, okay? Like, obviously, his coach has dealt with real tragedy, okay, and real awful luck. Like,
right.
I'm just talking about within the context of sports, okay? Mm-hmm. Is Chris Paul the athlete with the worst luck that you've ever seen?
God, no.
Who would that be?
No. I mean, shoot, man. Isaiah Thomas.
Isaiah You're saying Thomas, big –
little Isaiah, man.
Which one? Not Pistons.
I said little Isaiah. Like oh. little Isaiah.
Right. The little. Extra little.
Little Isaiah.
Yeah, yeah.
Little Isaiah went from being fifth in MVP voting, all NBA, all-star, had everyone, you know, sympathizing with him after a tragic death of his sister and everything, to can I get in the league? Can I find a team that would have me? Like, Chris might end up not having a championship. That is definitely true, and that would be very disappointing. But he is still going in the Hall of Fame, and he's still a very rich man, very influential man. I think he'll recover from not winning a championship. But Isaiah Thomas lost generational wealth, man, because of the decisions of a dude who just quit because people found out his views on certain things may not comply with where we are right now. That's rough, man. That's rough.
So yeah,
I'm not willing to say Chris Paul's had the worst luck just because he hadn't win a championship.
And listen, I'm not trying to like parse bad luck here, but I guess we'll have to do it. I look at Isaiah Thomas as a guy who was a product of Brad Stevens for those years. And I think that Brad Stevens was getting him paid, and then he had the bad luck of the injury and everything that's transpired. I'm not disputing that part of it, that it is bad luck. I'm not saying it's not bad luck. But I don't look at him as – to me, I'd look at Chris Paul as a guy, if he had a championship on his resume, would easily be a top five or even top three point guard in the history of the sport. But I think that thing – he's like the Dan Marino, right, of point guards in some ways. Where, like, Dan Marino might have been the greatest – passer of the football I've ever laid my eyes on, but he's never going to be in those top three or maybe even top five discussions, even with historians, because he doesn't have a championship. So right. I do think that that bad luck plays it into really this in a like, bigger scale for Chris Paul.
But you're saying he's got bad luck because he's been injured often in the playoffs and because now from
or,
out of nowhere,
his teammates have failed him too. Like even when he's been healthy, he's had bad luck with his teammates also okay. getting hurt or failing
well,
him. How in the
playoffs is his luck different than Charles Barkley's or Patrick Ewing's? Or
okay.
any of the other all-time
all right, so
greats.
Can I amend it and say of this generation?
All right, you can certainly say of this generation. I just feel that he's had a – if you're heading to the Hall of Fame and you're rich, it's hard for me to think you had terrible luck in your career. I'm just telling you, it's just hard.
But I would say the difference between Barkley specifically and them is like Charles got to a finals. You know, Charles was the best player in the league that year, in a league that had Michael Jordan. And –
No, he was MVP that year.
I still think he was the best player in that particular season.
You can't.
Michael was always the most talented player of that generation. But that particular season, Charles was insane.
Well,
and he was insane, but Michael was still Michael.
This is bad luck, though. Look, injuries happen, okay? Injuries absolutely happen. But getting COVID now or being exposed or positive test,
right.
but getting it now after being vaccinated in
is really
February,
hard.
That yeah. is really, really bad.
Correct.
So if you're the Suns, you got to hope that this Utah versus Clippers series got to keep on going.
So you know? Ain't nobody being a bigger Paul George fan right now than them Phoenix Suns, okay?
Probably.
Ain't nobody. All right, speaking of which, we're going to get back to the phones here in a second. There are people who want to chime in on this pressure discussion. I said Paul George is the most pressure of anyone in these playoffs. People think I'm crazy. Hit it up, including all my friends here and colleagues here, 877-710-ESPN. If you want to weigh in on what LeBron tweeted or this conversation about Chris Paul, is he the athlete of this generation with the worst luck? We'll get into all that coming up in just a second.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So today is the 31st anniversary of It Must Have Been Love by Roxette from the movie Pretty Woman, reached number one on the Billboard 100 chart. Now, there are a decent number, but not a lot of songs that you would directly associate with a movie. This one, for sure, if you are a person of a certain age who saw Pretty Woman, and if you were dating anyone at that time, you probably saw that because, you know, I love me a good rom-com, so I was in on it even at a young age. I still feel like the movie is somewhat rewatchable, but this song is certainly featured front and center in this movie. LZ, can you think of a song that is either equally or more associated with a particular film?
I'm sorry, my friend. I can probably think of 1,000.
Me
okay.
too, man. I don't even think of this song.
I mean, there's Purple Rain.
Yeah.
There's Footloose.
Right.
Right?
Can you crank that up?
Which is the one, but which is the one you associate the most with the movie, then?
Can you turn it up a little bit more, Laura? A little bit more? If we're going to do it, let's do it.
Come on, Kenny
there
Loggins.
Hey. I didn't realize the intro was that long. Okay, you can pipe it down.
It's very long. You can just talk.
I'm just like,
yes,
holy
go ahead.
Cow, jeez.
Yeah, yeah.
Man,
that's,
come on, Kenny.
Kenny was on one for that one, wasn't he? He just kept going. He was in a groove.
For real.
But I would say my number one is probably Somewhere Over the Rainbow from The Wizard of Oz. But
oh, that's a good one.
Footloose
good one.
Is probably pretty good, and Purple Rain, because they're both literally in the title.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Cap?
You know, I was thinking about Top Gun and the song Take My Breath Away. Right.
Oh, I was thinking Highway to the Danger Zone.
Well, that's just it. There's a lot of
Kenny Loggins.
But how about this one? How about the movie Vision Quest? Anybody remember this movie? Matthew Modine.
Yeah.
And Madonna.
Yeah.
And what song are you playing?
Lunatic Fringe, LZ.
Wow.
Do you know this movie? Do you know this song?
I can't believe you picked that song from Vision Quest.
Yeah. When I hear Lunatic Fringe, I think to myself, this wrestler. He had this phrase, it's my vision quest. The thing I want to accomplish is to beat this guy, to win
the
state.
See, I think of Crazy for You when I think of Vision Quest.
I'm sitting here and I'm like going, that's incredible. I cannot be more different. You pick one movie and it's the one song that, like, I don't know.
I get it. It was in the movie, but like to me, it's Crazy for You.
It's Crazy
I'll
for
give
you.
You.
That's the number one hit from the movie.
Right. Right. And here's the thing. It's funny. That song, I was listening to, I don't know if it was K-Earth or something the other day, or maybe one of the Jack FM or one of them. And they put Crazy for You came on. And I was like belting it out in the car. I hadn't heard that song in at least 20 years. And I was belting it out. So that's why when you said that for Vision Quest, I'm like, I'm with LZ. I'm like,
you know why? I always looked at that movie. That movie was probably in the late 80s. And
yeah.
I looked at that movie and thought, this guy, he's got this motivation. He's got this inspiration. And I just love it. And I was like about, you know, the same age. And I was trying to do the same thing. Like I had my own Vision Quest. And so when I heard that song, when I hear that song,
right.
Lunatic Fringe, it's a motivator for me. Yeah.
Gotcha. Laura?
Mine is this one. Titanic.
Oh, ooh. Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. That is definitely a song associated with the film. There's mm-hmm. no doubt. And that song might have been the most popular song for like over a year, I feel like. It felt like, or maybe it wasn't, but maybe I'm exaggerating, but that song was everywhere. Greg, what's your song? What's a song that you associate with a movie?
Well, this movie has a ton of really good songs, but Dazed and Confused soundtrack with School's Out. Oh, as
yeah.
soon as School's
yeah,
Out
School's
comes
Out's
on.
Yeah, School's Out's a good
one. Yeah, yeah, School's Out comes on. I'm like, all right, I'm watching all the kids leaving the high school on the last day of school. I'm watching Dazed and Confused.
I love me a good movie soundtrack, and I think all of those are excellent additions. But, like, I mean, I can give you a bunch, right? Like, how about like Missy Elliott, Christina Aguilera, Little Kim, Lady Marmalade? I don't even like Moulin Rouge that much, but that song was badass. How about Whitney Houston, right? Bodyguard? I Will Always Love You. Speaking of Celine Dion, like that song in the 90s, I Will Always Love You, was a huge hit. Will Smith, Men in Black, is also one. Oh, how can I forget this one? Space Jam is about to come out this year. How about R. Kelly's I Believe I Can Fly? Like, that's a song that's associated with a movie.
This all started with Pretty Woman, and now we've come up with already like 100 other songs that we associate more with movies.
Okay, here's a 90s hipster movie, and it will bring the station back together, particularly for me and LZ. Lisa Loeb, LZ. Stay from Reality Bites in 1995.
I don't know if people know it like that, though, because Reality Bites wasn't that big of a hit, relatively speaking.
Was it? I mean, she's on a commercial right now, on a Geico commercial. No, shout out to our girls.
I'm not saying it wasn't popular. Over. I'm just saying that.
You don't think people associate it with the movie?
Right.
Okay. I don't hear this movie and think Reality Bites.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I saw the movie, so there's that. And I wanted to shout out Lisa Loeb because she's a friend of the program.
She is a friend of the program.
What is the movie with the Peter Gabriel song, In Your Eyes, the Light, the Heat, Your Eyes, I Am Complete? John
Cusack. You're supposed to Google and have that answer already, man. We don't
know that. I can't get it out of my mouth here. I can see John Cusack holding the
boombox. Oh, it's Say Anything with the boombox.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got another one. Little kid one.
Don't play
this song. I don't want to hear that. Take it off.
Turn it off.
Take it off. Take it off. I have too many small children that play this song all the time.
There's 8 Mile, Lose Yourself.
Yeah, that's a good one, too, for sure. Eminem.
Which one of those is the biggest earworm for you guys?
What's an earworm?
What?
Earworm. It's the song that gets stuck into your head.
Stuck. Yeah.
It gets stuck in your head, and you can only start singing that song over and over.
Have you ever heard that phrase, Laura?
Never heard.
No.
Me neither.
Yeah. I heard it during
LZ, you've heard that before?
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
I have not.
And it's a pretty, standard thing.
You're agreeing with Greg, LZ.
Thank you, LZ.
Wow. Hey, just so you know, George, I just recently ran into rom-com.
It's not opinion. You agreed with him. I'm just saying that's the definition of the word.
You agreed with dictionary.com.
Earworm? Is that like a real word?
Yes. Earworm is a real thing. Absolutely.
Really? There's no space between R and W? It's one word?
No, it's one word, and it's just whenever you get a song stuck in your head and you keep singing it over and over and over again, even when it's not playing.
This is why LZ's a columnist, because he knew it was a real world.
Nice call, Scott Wilson. Don't You Forget About Me from The Breakfast Club.
Oh, my God, yeah, very for good. Sure.
That's a nice
bring your
I Have a Tiger
your,
from Rocky.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great one, too. Bring your songs and movies, songs that are attached to movies, 877-710-ESPN. In the meantime, let's go to Mike in Palmdale. Mike, I know you think I'm crazy. Give it to me.
I don't know if you're crazy or I'm crazy waiting 52 minutes to get on the air just to call you crazy.
Sorry, bro. We had things to talk about. My bad.
I'm kidding. No, but listen, you said if Giannis retires tomorrow that he'd be fine and everybody would be cool with that? That's just as crazy as you saying you're going to take three different hot dogs, and you're going to see which one tastes like the Dodger dog. Not one of those hot dogs are going to taste like the Dodger dog.
What if one of them is? But one of them is going to be the old Dodger dog.
The former Dodger dog.
The Farmer John does not taste like a Dodger dog.
Why
so
not?
I need someone in there to agree with me. But anyhow.
Wait, you're saying that the Farmer John I can buy at the grocery store does not taste like a Dodger dog?
It doesn't.
It's slightly
different. I don't know why, but it doesn't for some reason. I don't know if it's, I have no idea. But anyhow, I'm a Laker fan, grew up in Echo Park. Right down the street from the Dodger Stadium. I'm just pissed off, kind of bummed that Kawhi Leonard got hurt. I mean, that was our second chance since the Lakers got eliminated, and now it looks like we're done. We're not going to be able to win. So, anyways, with that said, love you guys. You guys have a little bit more sabor than the afternoon show because they owe me a T-shirt. But anyhow, love you guys. Talk to you guys later.
I appreciate you, bro.
Thanks, bro. Bye.
Let's go to Mike in L.A. Mike, what up? Hey, Mike.
Hello?
Yo.
Yes, sir.
So, you guys were talking about the pressure earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you guys are leaving out Ben Simmons. Like, he has not been producing. Like, I mean, Embiid is doing everything.
Why is Embiid doing everything?
Yeah, he's a two-time MVP. Yeah, obviously, he would want to win a championship.
Why do you believe Giannis or Joel is doing everything?
Well, he's obviously injured too. Like, he hurt himself trying to do everything.
But why
I
is
mean,
he?
He's been hurt. I think he's been hurt like every year, like ever since he's been in the league. Like he's hurt like almost every time. But with Ben Simmons is like supposed to be like that Batman role, just like Paul George is the Kawhi, which is why I don't think Paul George has that
Who
much
told you
on him.
Ben Simmons was Batman?
You mean Robin, is what you're saying.
I see, yeah, that's why. Ben Simmons
that's
is the Robin.
Robin.
He meant Robin. Okay, yeah. I'm just checking. Just saying. No.
Ben Simmons, though.
Ben Simmons doesn't have any pressure because he can't shoot. And we have already resolved, and we put him where he needs to be until he can shoot.
We know that Ben Simmons, Mike, we know that he's a great defender. Like, we know that. Like, he finished second in Defensive Player of the Year. He's, like, the best perimeter defender in the sport.
That's fine. What is he?
He's also a great passer. Like, there's no doubt about that, too. You know what I mean? Like, he gets guys open looks.
Okay, so is that all he's supposed to be useful for? Like, Embiid's supposed to score everything and have the ropes against him? What if he gets double teamed?
Well, you don't think that Doc Rivers deserves Batman and Robin thing?
Like,
right, but Robin doesn't have to have the same tools. Robin doesn't have to have the same tools. They have different tools.
All right, so back to what you guys are talking about with the pressure on Giannis and Paul George. There shouldn't be pressure on Paul George. Just like one of the callers said, no one expects anything of the Clippers. Like, if they lost Kawhi, like, okay, nothing's really expected of Paul George. So why is there pressure on him? He's not going to carry the load like LeBron. Like, he's not that type of player that could.
Well, there's pressure on you to be you're a max player in this sport, and you're the second best player. When you're the second best player on a team, you're supposed to be able to carry them if the first player is not available to them to at least a certain degree.
No, but that's the thing. Paul George isn't that type of player. He just isn't.
Well, he isn't right now, but he finished third in the MVP just 3 years ago. Like, he's not. So he hasn't been here.
He finished third.
Okay, but that he was the third best player in the sport that year. Like, that's not a small thing.
No, he finished third in MVP voting. Don't keep conflating the two. He was third in MVP voting.
He finished third in MVP voting. That's not there like a go. Small feat. Okay?
By the way, Philadelphia is up 40-28.
Thank you, Mike.
8:14 to go in the second quarter, just so you know. All right. Dwight Howard's hair is awesome.
There's a whole lot more, a full board of calls if people want to chime in on all this stuff. And people are tweeting us the movie stuff. With the songs, what song you associate most with the movie. There's a lot of great suggestions. We'll get to all of them here in just a second.
All right, you're going to send it to me, Chris. Thank you very much. All right, so I'm going to start off, you know, a little more serious on this one. So we'll go with Sedano. Sedano, you can start this off. Okay. Would you rather be a practicing doctor or a medical researcher?
Ugh.
Ugh.
Ooh.
This is a tough question.
I would rather be a practicing doctor, because I feel like, as much as I think that medical researchers who eventually help, you know, cure diseases, et cetera, that's a long, arduous process. And I feel like that's not me. I like to be hands-on on the day-to-day, so I would prefer being a doctor in that situation.
I think I'm also going to go doctor. I don't know. There's a sexiness to a doctor. You know, there's like a cool thing about wearing like scrubs around the hospital. God. A lab coat seems kind of cool. Doing rounds, you know, having cases. I'm talking like a doctor.
You're literally describing like you think you're going to be George Clooney on ER.
That is precisely exactly what I was seeing. Yes. Thank you, George Sedano. Yes.
No surprise. I'm the researcher.
You are. Yeah. You are.
Yeah, I am.
There's no doubt.
I like information.
You do. There's no doubt. All right, what's next, Greg?
All right, Kaplan. Would you rather, this is a sillier one, would you rather only be able to use a fork, no spoon, for everything that you eat, or only be able to use a spoon, no fork?
This is easy.
I'm going to take the fork over the spoon.
Why? Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yeah, even a lot of times when I'm eating something with a fork and I'm like, you know, this would be easier with a spoon. I don't know why. I just think the fork is the right utensil to use. I'm a fork guy, not a spoon guy. Fork.
I'm going to also go fork because if it's anything like soup, for example, I could always put that in a cup and I could just drink it. So there you go. Fork.
I'm also a fork guy because I like the weapon option.
Excellent choice. Yes, that's fair. What's next, Craig?
All right. LZ, would you rather have to read aloud every word that you read or sing everything you say out loud?
Oh, come on, man. I know LZ here. Well, go ahead.
I'm basically the former already.
Yeah.
So, door number one, please.
Yeah.
So you're at home, you're in bed, and you're like just reading out loud whatever book you're reading?
Well, between scripts and my own work, that is good to read out loud and reads and everything else, I find as if I feel as if I'm reading out loud words all the time anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Fair enough. Feeling that.
So you're reading out loud versus the other side is what? Singing everything you say.
So speaking like this, Kaplan, right. What do you got?
What am I going to eat for breakfast? Perhaps pancakes. Oof. Yeah, I'd rather read out loud.
We should do a show where it's singing the entire time.
Like a musical?
Yes.
SLK musical?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
That would get so old after one. We would kill each other after
7,500 Laker fans.
Yeah, what? I heard that. I'm like, thank God I wasn't here.
Yeah, no, I don't think that would go well.
Oh,
like, if
man,
the audience
so funny.
Wants us to do it, like, for, like, a segment, I think we could maybe pull that off. But, like, a whole show, 3 hours, get the hell out of here.
Should we put up a poll? Janice, put up a poll.
No.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, Janice.
All right, what's next, Greg?
Nick.
All right, Sedano, where am I here? Would you rather be compelled to high-five everyone you meet or compelled to give wedgies to anyone in a green shirt?
Oh. High-five everyone you meet or give wedgies to people in just green shirts? Wedgies suck, man. I like to be positive. I'm going to try my best to be positive, so I'm going to go high-five everybody. High-five! Let's go. Yeah. Weird, awkward, but if those are my choices, I'd rather be the overly positive guy.
I'm looking on television right now at this Philadelphia game, and I'm looking for people in the crowd because they're showing Allen Iverson. I'm looking for people in the crowd with green shirts. There aren't that many, so I'm going to wedgie green-shirted people rather than just high-five everybody I run into. I'm gonna wedgie people.
Okay. LZ?
I'm going to high-five people.
Okay.
Because I may not know where your hands have been, but I know where the underwear is located.
That's great. That's an excellent point. Excellent point. What's next, Greg?
All right, well, hold on. I want to hear what Laura has to say first.
Oh, please. Sorry. Go ahead, Laura.
About this one?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I would probably high five. I would be positive, too. I don't get people, but no. Hands.
You got to high five everybody versus the very few number of people that have green shirts that
man,
need
well, St. Patrick's Day, you better stay home.
Football Ooh. Team with green shirts, man.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You better not go to a Jets game. You better not go to out on St. Patrick's Day.
There better not be any Seahawk fans,
right?
Seahawks. It's not green.
You're gonna get beat.
They
up,
have
though.
Green in their. They have green in their unis now.
That's not green. That's a different color.
You're it's neon green.
Okay, that's different. Mm.
It's
I would
still
love
green.
To see you try and give Marshawn Lynch a wedgie. That'd be
good luck with that.
No way.
I say to him, I go, Marshawn, I'm just here so I don't get fined, dog. Come on, help me out.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
All right, this will be the last one, LZ.
Oh, look at that. Mm-hmm. You're out of questions.
I mean, there's, I can go to the site,
no,
but I mean,
just
it's like
go.
Five.
No.
Would you rather
just
there
go.
Be a...
Just go, we'll get the calls.
I'm reading.
Yeah, would you rather take calls or would you rather do more of these?
Would you rather, LZ, would you rather there be a perpetual water balloon war going on in your city or town, or would you rather have a perpetual food fight going on in your city or town?
Ooh, water balloon.
Both bad.
Yeah, water balloon. Dude, you're just wet. You know, food is gross, bro, when it's spilled on you.
Food is gross. We're in Los Angeles. Who is throwing away good food for a food
Well,
fight?
There's that, too.
That's embarrassing.
But I'm saying, like, as someone who is a parent of small children, when they throw their food or when they were really little and did that before I could scold them and did not have as much control, that's annoying. So I would say, I'm definitely going water balloon.
Both are bad, though, because when the water balloons are scattered all over the ground after they've exploded, you're just walking on all these broken balloons versus walking through all this food that's just been thrown. Yeah, I got to go balloon. Balloon sounds cleaner.
All right, there you go. That is Would You Rather. All right, coming up in just a few moments, I want to get into another anniversary that we had today. Plus, this Aaron Rodgers stuff is getting spicy. I know that the last time we talked about him, people were super into it. So people are tweeting us, by the way, their suggestions of movies that are directly correlated with songs. Back in Time, Huey Lewis and the News. That's from our guy, Jorge Briones from the Mason and Ireland Show. Against All Odds, Phil Collins from John Grossi. Now, Eric Herrera tweeted, he said, in the air tonight from The Hangover. And LZ, you correctly corrected him by saying it's from Miami Vice.
Yeah, I hate being that pop culture police.
Yeah.
But it's important that history is well documented, my friend.
Well, yeah, and
correct.
It's really a TV show, not a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was also in the movie too. I want to say but I'm saying there was a version of it also in the Miami Vice movie. Is what I mean. Yeah, you're right about it being in the TV show in the 80s. Yeah. Yes,
that was with Colin.
But there was a version
Button,
of it
Jamie
in the movie too. Yeah,
what's Colin's last name? It's not Firth.
Colin Farrell.
Farrell. There we go. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. 877-710-ESPN. Let's roll to Conrad in Orange County. Conrad, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it, guys. First of all, I just want to say I just got off work, and it's happy hour somewhere. So I want to know where those last two callers were drinking by saying that Paul George has absolutely no pressure. They sound like typical Flipper fans. Paul George has all the pressure on him right now. You can't come out with a new tweet every summer about what you're going to do and say, I'm going to be on their heads and they're going to see MVP and then shrink. You just can't do that. So Paul George has way more pressure than anyone else. Kawhi stepped up, did what he had to do, and look what Kevin Durant did. 49 points. Look what Kawhi has done the last couple games. It's all about PG. And last point I want to make is they've never been to Western Conference Finals. This is his career on the line. This is his defining moment. If he wants all the respect, he's got to take him over the hump. This is his time. No excuses. And only Flipper fans are making excuses saying that he has no pressure. He has all the pressure.
That's Conrad, I've been waiting for you for an hour. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Listen, I appreciate that, my friend.
I think everybody would agree that
can we cut up his laugh? Hold on, Kaplan. Can we cut up his laugh, Laura? That laugh was excellent, by the way.
Nice laugh.
Yes.
Very nice laugh.
No, look, yeah. The pressure of the Clippers is now on Paul George. Everybody's going to look at Paul George and go, okay, our top guy's out. You're the guy. Can you lead us? But the question was, who has the most pressure of all the players remaining in the playoffs? Correct. And that is what LZ and I have argued today, the opposite side.
That was the
side.
Question that he presented.
Right. We argued the other side.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. We have Toby. Our man Toby Hicks, comedian extraordinaire. How are you, sir?
What's happening, George? Man, I love you, but you way wrong on this one. You way wrong. The most pressure is on Giannis. It ain't even – everybody has pressure in the playoffs right now, but it's on Giannis. I mean, he's a two-time MVP, defensive player of the year. He wouldn't guard a man. And then he sits there and gives the man props, tell him how great he is. Let me tell you something. Everybody in Milwaukee, the coach's job is on the line. T. Lou ain't going to get fired if Paul George don't have a good game tonight or if they lose the series. But Budenholzer's gone. The general manager's gone. You see how Giannis' brother runs when he checks in the game? That's how they're going to have to run out that arena tomorrow if they lose, because those people are going to be trying to get to him. He's going to go back to France and just stay there until the league starts back up. The pressure is on Giannis. I mean, it's not even close. I mean, we make jokes about PG when he shot it off the side of the backboard, this and that. But the stuff that they're going to say about Giannis is going to be real.
Yeah. You know, one other thing to throw in, just to throw in there, is that Giannis's team is the most healthy team, and he's playing against a team where two of their three superstars are hurt, one not playing and the other not effective at all. So I'm with you on that. The pressure is on Giannis.
They had the best record. For 2 years, man. And then, I mean, last night was despicable. I knew they was going to lose that game in the first half because they should have been up by more points than that. But when he took that shot over Harden and, you know, a fadeaway on a man with one leg, all the pressure is on Giannis. It ain't even
well. Well, I will say this, I'm with you on ripping Giannis, although I disagree about the semantics part of this with Paul George and him. I mean, when Harden – forget about not just that he did a fadeaway on Harden. He took a fadeaway on Harden. When Harden, there was help coming. Landry Shamet, I believe, and Harden was like, no, I got this, okay? He said it just like that. Like, that is even more disrespect. Real quick, Toby, before we go, because we're up against it.
Okay, and then remember this. Remember when Harden said all that Giannis can do is dunk? He proved him right last night.
Right, he did. And those two hate each other. Toby, where can people find your work, man?
Oh, man, this Friday night I'm in the hood at MJ Social Lounge on 70th and Western. Okay. Yeah, and then I'll be at the Ice House when they open back up. Thanks to the Laker owners. Yeah, Pasadena. And you can catch me at the Hollywood Improv.
Cool. Okay. Nice. Cool, brother. Thank you. Good always talking to you, okay?
All right. Have a good one.
You
later,
too.
Dog.
All right, real quick. If you know a youth sports coach or leader who have contributed to the local communities, nominate them today. Here's how you do it. ESPNLAMarketing@ESPN.com. That's where you email us. First and last name. of the nominee, their city, and a short paragraph on why they deserve this honorary ESPY award. Three finalists will be selected and interviewed on the air the week of June 21st. So make sure you get in on that. And make sure you go see my man Toby Hicks when he's performing around town. You just heard the spots he's going to be at. All right, quick break. We'll continue this discussion. And we're going to tell you about something on the internet that literally made me gasp. Oh, man, today would have been Tupac's birthday. Damn. There's not a time I hear a song with him that I'm like, I don't just go, damn. Does that happen to you still, LZ?
Absolutely, man. But it isn't just with radio for me or a song with him. Like, I want to know what Pac has to say about this moment we're in right now.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. You know the philosophical
like,
aspect.
Like, there's
just
so
life.
Much
yeah.
about Pac. Yeah. Yeah. You know, whether it's his music, whether the movies he was doing, whether it was his writing, you know, he could have morphed into like, you know, a Pulitzer Prize winning poet. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
he had that kind of talent. So when I think about Pac, man, music is just the beginning of what he would have grown into. And, you know, we're not going to get to hear that. You know what I'm saying?
To your point, the Jada Pinkett Smith, I believe, today put out on social media she read a poem that he wrote her, like handwritten a long time ago. So it was to your point, like, yeah, he was unbelievably talented. He was a great dancer, classically trained dancer, right? Yep. Even did, you know, ballet, all sorts of different kinds of dances. He was incredible, an incredible artist for sure, man. Like, and yeah, especially with what's gone on over the last, you know, 18 months, I would love to hear what he would have to say. But so happy birthday. It would have been 50 today, I
50
believe.
50 years
right?
old. Man. That's the thing. Yeah. 50.
Yeah.
50.
Yeah. It's
crazy. Can I add that he is LA for those people saying that he wasn't because he wasn't born here? Mm-mm. He represents LA very well. Thank you very much. Just had to throw that
okay.
in there.
Okay.
Thank you for that correction there.
So real quick. So I saw this thing on the internet that I needed to bring to everyone's attention, okay? And you know how like they put these things on the internet, it's like four different pictures, right? And they're like, "Which one would you choose?" Well, this one was about toast, okay? And the caption read, "This might start a war. What's the correct way to cut toast?" And it has A, B, C, D, and it's different ways to cut your toast. So the first one, A, is diagonal, one slit diagonal. So you have, right, like the two pieces of toast cut diagonally. B is straight up and down. So you got the two even pieces, you know, left and right. C is cut in the middle. That's not really even, but directly in the middle of where the toast is. And then D is also kind of crazy, too, because it's got like a crisscross, like it's an X. So you got like four pieces all of a sudden. Now, I know how I cut my toast and how I like my toast cut when I make, you know, whether it's a sandwich or actual toast. But I'm curious to see where you guys stand on this and if any of you guys are serial killers picking some of these other ways.
Is that what it'll tell us?
Pretty much.
All right. I'll jump in. So I'm an A guy. I want to cut my toast diagonally.
Okay.
A lot of people like to cut it B style because then you get the top crust on both sides. But some people actually take the top crust off. So I like the top crust. I don't have a problem with the top crust. But I think like if you ever go to a restaurant, you're like you get two scrambled eggs, a side of toast. It comes with butter and hash browns like old school style. It always came cut diagonally, buttered, and then you throw a little jelly on it. But I'm A. I'm diagonal, LZ.
I don't care. Like, I don't have to cut it. It could be cut. I don't necessarily cut toast. But if it comes to me cut, I'm not going to freak out if it's cut any of the other ways. Like, I'm so, like, I saw it and I was like going, I know this is a thing for people, but it definitely is not a thing for me because I didn't have a feeling about any of them.
Because you'll eat a full piece of toast uncut? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. If I eat toast.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other part of it.
Really what if I gave you, like, keto toast?
I don't really eat toast.
A lot less carbs in it. Yeah,
I don't really eat toast.
Something sprouted, perhaps? can't sell him on the toast, George. That's just like, all there is to
it. I don't know what else to say besides I don't really eat toast.
Yes, okay. Right. You're eating a protein bar instead. All right, Gregory.
I'm more of the B guy. I like it straight down the middle.
Yeah.
That's the way I go.
Laura?
The only right answer is A.
What?
I'm just saying. Yeah.
What do you mean the only? No, I don't mind A. I don't mind A.
I'll go A, but B
a
is better.
I don't mind A, but B is the right answer. Because when Cap mentioned it, you get the crust. If you like crust, you get the crust on both sides. You get even left and right.
For me, it's A, maybe because of the restaurants. They do it like that, so I got used to it. I don't mind B. But when,
who does C and D is my question. Like, who cuts it in the middle, and who does a crisscross for four pieces?
C is just crazy. There's your serial killer.
I know
C
who
is
does
a serial
D.
killer.
No. C's not the serial killer.
No, it's not D.
It's not D. You know why it's not D? Because sometimes you broke, and you got to, like, cut it evenly into portions and then give it to your kids.
Okay, I can argue with that.
But here's the thing. A and C are virtually the same thing. Because with A, when you go diagonal, one side has the top crust, and the other side has the bottom crust. When you go C, the top has the top crust and the bottom has the bottom crust. They're virtually the same cut, just one's diagonal and one is straight. I guess you would call it horizontal.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there you go. I think C is the serial killer, though. I'm with Greg.
It really is.
All right, so Janice is apparently posting something on this, how you cut your toast. Feel free. It's going to be on ESPN Los Angeles' his Twitter account, and we're going to have that for you, so feel free to vote. And let us know A, B, C, or D. Also, more suggestions on songs that are directly correlated, that immediately a movie comes to mind. Edward Spencer tweets us, LZ, and says, Sade, No Ordinary Love, Indecent Proposal. That is a good one, too.
That's
a pass for me.
I mean, I like the song. I like the movie. But
Sade's singular, man.
Yeah,
but you don't think of that movie with that song? Because I do.
No. I don't. Not at all. No. Sade is singular, man. She's just Sade. All her songs are Sade. They're not attached to concerts. They're not attached to venues. They're not attached to... It's Sade. It's his own... So I'm not... She actually did Widows, which was, I think, released like 3 years ago. And she came out of retirement just to do a song for that movie. And I love the song. And I just played a song and it's just Sade.
How about Unchained Melody? With Ghost.
That's Ghost.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
It's the scene works. Where they're making the
pottery.
They're throwing
on the clay. Isn't that what that's called, throwing?
Is that what it's called? I don't know.
I thought it was called getting laid, but you go ahead with the clay.
With a ghost to boot.
Well, maybe it's throwing something else, LZ.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man.
Doesn't the ghost in that movie in the subway look like an older brother of Jeff Van Gundy?
Isn't that the same guy that was the professor or the teacher in Fast Times at Ridgemont High? What's his name? He was the teacher at Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and he took the...
Mr. Hand?
No, not Mr. Hand. No, this is the guy who says to Spicoli, are you in my class? And he says, I am for today, dude. And he takes him into
Vincent
the hospital.
Vincent Schiavelli is his name.
There you go. Way to go, George.
Yeah. Yep, Vincent Schiavelli.
Yes, he does. Look just like Jeff Van Gundy.
He looks like he could be related to Jeff, yeah.
He does.
He's like a Van Gundy brother, a long-lost Van Gundy brother. There you go. It's poor Stan, by the way. Stan, man, what year?
What do you mean poor Stan?
Well, you're getting paid, is that?
Oh, man. I knew the jig was up when Stan was in Detroit and he traded for Blake Griffin. I was like,
he's a good coach. He's not picking players anymore.
I was like, if he did that, he ain't who we think he is.
He tried to get those kids to play defense and – kids just don't react that way anymore. Like, they don't want to, like, I just feel like we're in a league now where guys will, young players don't like playing defense. Like, it's just the reality of it.
Come on.
Outside of Ben Simmons and
get
Kawhi.
Get off my lawn, Sedano.
No, bullshit stuff. Like, that, young guys don't like to play defense in this sport. They don't.
Okay. All right. So which
dude,
old
Chris
guy
Bosh told me when he was young in Toronto, he didn't even know how to play defense until he got to Miami. And he was like 20-something years old already.
Listen, all I know
most
is...
most dudes that are stars in that sport or think they're stars ain't playing no D.
I just know that the 80s happened and everybody was scoring 150 points. So I don't know what you're talking about. But...
yeah, but that was a long time ago, man. Like the 90s and 2000s happened, then everybody was scoring 90, you know?
I'm just saying, I'm not going to blame this generation for doing stuff I've already seen.
Yeah, I don't think they play no defense, man. Not young guys. Now, I think you get to a certain age, you realize, oh, I need to play defense.
What's the cutoff?
I think it just, I don't think it's like a specific age. I think it's just like what your experience level is, right? Like if you're a guy that's getting deep into the playoffs early in your career, maybe that epiphany happens sooner is what I'm saying. All right, we can continue that on the other side. We'll do it on the other side. Plus what you need to know. We're late. Quiet. Everybody on set. Cállense. What you need to know is next. We got to go to break. Laura's got to hit the commercials. We're back in 2 minutes.